Open Airs is supported by Book of the Month, a subscription dedicated to helping readers find books they'll love. Book of the Month's editorial team curates 5 to 7 of the best new releases in fiction each month. Then you can choose your favorite to be delivered to your door. Shipping is always free. Get your first Book of the Month for $5 by visiting bookofthemonth.com.
Welcome to the Open Airs Project. I'm Clemmie Burton Hill, and every day for 30 days, we're going to hear from people, all sorts of people, who share an intimate story about the classical music that gets them through their lives. Part mixtape, part sonic love letter, you can consider this a sort of musical journey into the lives of others. Hopefully, by the end of it, we'll not only hear classical music differently, but each other too. So, here we go. This is day one.
This is Alec Baldwin. I'm the host of WNYC's podcast, Here's the Thing, and I am the announcer on WQXR for the New York Philharmonic. And the piece I've chosen for Open Airs is Aram Khachaturian's Ballet Suite from Spartacus. This is a piece that never fails to revive me. This is a piece that never fails to change my mood. I mean, I love a range of things, but there's one piece that when I put it on in my car, it never ceases to lift my spirits. And it's Khachaturian's Ballet Suite from Spartacus, and I just love that piece, among thousands of others. And I think that the Khachaturian is simple in some ways, but that simplicity allows it to get inside you. And I can only think of a very cliched word, which is soaring. You listen to this music, and this music is soaring. I mean, by the time this piece is over, you are revived. I find that my path with classical music is like a path in the woods that you just keep going down and down and down. There's just so much profound, boundless creativity and artistry on stage. When I watch the Philharmonic, I cry. The tears just come rolling down my eyes every time. I go, look at these people. I'm often disappointed when I'm in the movies. I'm sometimes disappointed when I go to the theater, and I'm never disappointed when I go to the symphony. Never, 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 never. When I was younger, I had limitless energy. When I was younger, into my 30s and 40s and rolling toward 50, I had limitless energy. And you'd come to me and say, we want you to come do this. And nearly all the time, my answer was a yes. And the big difference is I have a lot of children now. It's just that my energy belongs somewhere else now. And I just find that in the way that there's a moment in the day where I need to just reset myself, what better way to reset yourself than the Khachaturian? And it works like a charm. It's beautiful. And I just fell in love with it.
Alec chose the Adagio from Khachaturian's Spartacus Suite. And if you can give yourself the next 10 minutes or so just to reset and indulge in the whole soaring thing, then it's coming right up. If not, we're going to be providing the full tracks of all the music that we hear on Open Ears. Just head to openearsproject.org and find out more. I'll see you tomorrow.
Open Airs is supported by Book of the Month. Now here's something fun for fiction fans. Book of the Month is a subscription dedicated to helping readers find books they'll love. They feature a selection of new and early releases at the beginning of each month for you to choose from. And then your pick is delivered right to your door. Plus, they have audiobooks too. Book of the Month focuses on selections from new and upcoming authors, so it's the easiest way to find great new reads that you may not have discovered on your own. This month, check out Five Broken Blades, a thriller steeped in deception, lies, and betrayal. It's by Mae Corlin. You won't want to miss it. For more information and to see additional titles, visit bookofthemonth.com. Get your first book for just $5 with code PETALS, that's PETALS, to get your first book for $5 at Book of the Month.
Thank you.
Open Airs is supported by Book of the Month, a subscription dedicated to helping readers find books they'll love. Book of the Month's editorial team curates 5 to 7 of the best new releases in fiction each month. Then you can choose your favorite to be delivered to your door. Shipping is always free. Get your first Book of the Month for $5 by visiting bookofthemonth.com.